Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I paint a little picture for you?
Please do.
For Halloween, among your myriad of places, where will you be?
Well, the other day on the show when I said that I'm considering, like, just going out. Like,
yeah.
Turn off the light. No trick-or-treating.
That's rude.
A texter, I meant to respond, and now it's like, you know, on
it's
our...
It's gone.
It's gone forever.
Yeah.
Or maybe he emailed. He was like, I have a reservation at Diane's place for four if you'd like to join us.
Ooh.
Which, you know, where do you land on like a random unsolicited listener offering like a nice moment?
I'll give an example.
Because I'm tempted. You know?
One of the five best places in town?
Yeah.
For sure, right? Diane's place?
Yeah.
Yeah. Recently, I played golf with folks who had bid through the Jordana Blood Cancer event.
Right.
Three great individuals. I'm, when I come back
pretty
from
fun,
this trip, going to dinner with some folks.
Yeah, I think, like, sometimes.
I don't think that's any different.
I went and stayed at a cabin of a guy who listens to the show and heard me say some nice stuff about Bay Lake. And he's like, do you want to stay at my cabin?
Okay,
was he there?
He was not there. I did have someone vouch for him who knew him.
Oh, he wasn't there.
No, he just let us use his place. Pretty amazing.
Were there
right?
cameras everywhere? Or?
Oh, yeah. It's fine. Got to pay the toll.
Text right now, if you could offer a night out, what are you providing Jason to Russia? Maybe it's just the house.
Right?
Maybe it's cribbage.
Very nice.
And goulash.
I love cribbage.
Yeah?
Pro?
At one point, I was a fairly good cribbage player.
There is no strategy in cribbage. Give me a break. How can anyone be better than anyone else?
I would destroy you then.
Strictly counting is all it is.
Dave, did you hear this? He thinks there's no skill in cribbage.
He said no strategy is what he said. Counting is a skill.
There is minor skill. I believe they teach second graders to play cribbage.
I remember the last time I played cribbage. I couldn't even tell you how to play.
This would not last real long.
I like a cribbage.
Okay. You know. Maybe it's Spoon and Stable.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's up to the people. Text it.
Maybe it's you'd like him to come over and vacuum. You would do housework around the house. What are you offering?
What are you offering?
Is it both? Is it you and Alyssa, or is it just you potentially?
Well, I can tell you already that Alyssa, had she listened to any of this, would be like, no.
She's out. Okay, right. So it's just Jason.
Although she has come on some nonsense before from the Jordana bidding experience, you know.
Did she go to the Bayfield cabin?
Yeah.
Okay, so she...
Did she go to dinner with some people who bid on the Jordana?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if it's good enough, Alyssa.
I'm going
to call her. Alyssa is willing to go.
That's what I call her on Halloween when she puts the blonde wig in.
Yes.
The wig on and the wig in.
Wow. into a little dress up at the DeRusha house.
Okay. Come on, why not?
Why don't you lick an Oreo too, right in front of the kids? Dave, what do you think about that? Just this kind of a statement. Mm. A lot of licking, maybe.
And yes. Surrounded by pork. Oh,
so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do about the Halloween festivities. Like, we'll probably stay home. We have candy to get.
Are you
going to
brag again about the big candy thing?
No, I'm done with king size candy.
Yeah.
Done with it.
Yeah.
I did it for a long time, and kids don't care.
They don't.
They don't care.
No.
The parents are like, oh, that's cool. But the kids do not care.
I don't think the parents think it's cool.
I did like a test one year where I had the, you could choose. Do you want a full-size candy bar or do you want like three little.
Multiple.
And people, I was left with a box of full-size candy bars. No one cares. So.
Dave, that's.
You know what, kids? You don't care. Screw you. Is what I said.
Dave, I think the children made the right choice. When did you have three?
No.
The medley of three versus the giant, whatever. I think they were Snickers, right?
It was Snickers and Butterfinger and like it was the whatever you get at Costco.
Yeah. Which way are you going?
Unless the big one is M&M's. Like one of my top two or three favorites.
Reese's was in there.
I'm going for the smaller.
But you're
going
to get a million of these small ones at every other house, right? Like, why wouldn't you want the loophole candy when your parents are like, you could have one piece of candy, and then you get, wah-bam, you get out the full size.
Stuck with an entire Butterfinger.
Wah-bam?
Wah-bam!
The View won't wear Halloween costumes because we can't talk about the Middle East while dressed as Little Orphan Annie. I mean, are they really taking themselves that serious?
The View. What happened, The View?
Oh, my God.
Was such a nice little show when it started funny. Like, they talk about some real stuff. But it was sort of like the way we do our shows.
Right.
And now, like, they think they are, like.
Setting the agenda for the world.
Just the most insufferable Hollywood ding-dongs. Like, no thank you.
Normally, I think a lot of people look really stupid, but in this case, if you're so pompous saying, we're going to break down and solve SNAP benefits and the issue so I can't go as the K-pop demon hunters.
Do you miss the good old days of the Today Show before like Matt Lauer got canceled for the button, having the button that locked his door when people came in? But when they would all wear.
When you stop there, I like. Do you miss that men no longer can lock the door unsuspecting? I mean, you miss that.
Those were the good old days, right?
Wait, are they done dressing up now?
I don't know. It was just better, though, when it was like, it was so shocking. You're like, oh, my gosh, your news people are like, and now, like, every, do the morning shows do it? They would never let us do it at Channel 4. One year, we.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they thought you were
the
too
news.
Serious?
You're supposed to do the news,
oh,
and then
stop.
We would one year like we. When you're in the morning news, you could pretty much do whatever you want because nobody really knows what you're doing, right? There's no managers, no bosses. They're not watching. Come they don't on. Care. But the last segment, the promo team had like shot this dopey morning show promo with like little mascots. There was like an alarm clock and a coffee cup. And we went.
Wait, were they mascots?
They were like full size dress up. Like
oh, okay. I got it. Yep.
Coffee cup would be like interacting with Angela Davis or whatever the bit was.
Sounds creepy.
It was a little. Yeah. I would say it was not. Well, let's just say that morning show team got replaced.
Yeah.
So maybe it's because the mascots. It wasn't Angela's fault. It wasn't Mike Binkley.
Yeah.
They were great.
Bank of America.
The Bank of America.
And Angela, we should wish her the best. News came out about a month ago.
Yes.
Breast cancer.
Breast cancer.
Very nice person.
Outstanding. Both of them.
Both of them. Very nice.
Terrific.
Yeah.
But yeah, we stole the costumes out of the scene shop and put them on at the end of the show.
Would you pay $20,000 to have a home robot that will learn to do almost all the chores at your house?
Which house?
That's the problem. You would need multiple robots or, wait for this, Dave, the robot can also drive. So the robot is going from Maple Grove to Minneapolis to St. Paul to now your new place in Bayfield.
I mean,
for $20,000, you're in if you have four
for
places.
Sure. I mean,
right?
I was in Hudson last night and just thinking, man.
Where were you?
Went to Nova Bar.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was in Woodbury. I mean.
Did you say out of diff?
Could have stopped over.
Liliana. I popped in at Liliana.
It's right by New restaurant. Right by me.
Oh, yeah?
Come over carved pumpkins.
Oh. Pumpkin carving.
Pause on that. Pause
I
got to
think
that.
About where I'm
okay,
at.
Okay, where is Jason pumpkin carving?
That's a tease.
Because Dave, if that doesn't cause you to cigarette. Because Dave's pumpkin carving is elite. Is that where we're at now? Unless your pumpkins look tremendous. And Dave, your pumpkins look tremendous.
You bet they do.
Hide your pumpkins. Yeah. Is that the policy right now? Six, and who isn't four tremendous looking pumpkins? I am.
One of my favorite gourds.
Yeah. 651-461-9226. Yeah, you know what? Keep those gourds looking good by stretching. Okay, proper stretching will help your gourds stay firm and in all the right spots. Stretch whether you're 15, stretch whether you're 35, stretch whether you're 70. And, of course, most of the stretching is going to take place at your house. You know, Stretch Lab isn't going to come to you. They're not the robot. You're going to come to what? Location in Maple Grove, location in Plymouth, location in Woodbury, and 10 more. They're everywhere in this town. Trained specialists, trained for months. They have technology. You're going to do some squats. You can see how far you can touch maybe your toes, your knees, and then you'll talk to one of the specialists, and then you'll sign up for that first 50-minute stretch, and you will feel better, and you'll say, hey, how can I sign up for this monthly? Because you'll want it going forward. StretchLab.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
A guided fishing tour on my lake.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Cabin on Otter Tail Lake for a weekend for the man about town. That'd be good.
That's fun. Nice.
Long walk off a short pier.
That's an underused joke. There was a point where that was like a red hot burn.
Yes, that was. That's how I got something. Yeah. I have a school bus. I'll drive Jason and Alyssa around wherever they want to go.
Party bus type vibe.
They can do whatever they want in the bus. No cameras.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Dave Harrigan, can you get to your photo of the pumpkins that you and was it the four of you last night?
Along with my mom.
Oh,
who
will not be allowed to attend a graduation for either of your daughters because.
Not enough tickets.
Sorry.
U of M.
Yeah.
It's a tough break.
What the hell, U of M? Seriously.
It's a joke.
You're like, you know what? We're trying to get funding for our children's hospital. We're trying to do this. And like, in the meantime, how about we just give a big middle finger to.
We want our employees to go home at 3 o'clock.
Oh, this is nice work. So do you use a stencil and like sort of like a pattern on the, because you're not freehanding this. This is just,
wow.
Stencil.
You show him your outstanding work and right away an insult.
Well, it's still hard to do with the stencil. But
there's six total pumpkins. Two were stenciled, four were freehanded, including my own.
All right. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
How about an apology?
I do apologize.
Yeah.
Although I just asked a question, which apparently on this show is an accusation.
No, you did say, well, obviously those were all stenciled.
Is that what I said? Can we roll it back?
I'm an artiste.
Do we have to rewind?
How dare you even ask the question?
This is like, it's like working with Jackson Pollock. Right here.
Yeah.
They call me Jackson Pumpkin.
Yeah.
Coffee delivery is now a $1 billion business for Starbucks. Do we have the laziest country ever? $1 billion to get your coffee, hot chocolate, frappuccino delivered.
It's crazy.
Honestly.
It's crazy. You know, good for them, I guess. But I do think, like, you and I love restaurants. We love bars. And yes. And
humans.
The younger generation's obsession with getting everything delivered is going to radically change kind of the landscape of our cities because businesses aren't going to be able to make it.
Correct.
And so we're all just going to have ghost kitchens and have it delivered to your home, and everyone's going to be single with their cat and their little blankie. And
never having sex, never talking to anybody. No. It's a crazy concept.
Great for OnlyFans.
When I get my hot chocolate, you know what I like it? Hot.
Yeah.
You know, I really don't want to.
I do think that's weird.
I know.
But part of the, you know, these Starbucks and the Caribous, they're beverage companies. They're not really coffee companies. So, like, they are selling the smoothies and the coolers and all this other stuff.
Right.
Coffee is a rather small portion of what they're doing.
Okay, so let's get to ranked choice voting.
Sure.
Okay, if you are the defending champion, mm-hmm. Jacob Fry right now is the defending champion. You hold the belt.
Yep.
And I know yesterday Dwayne Davis is trying to push back, and it's the media. But then after our conversation, I looked online, and I found picture after picture after picture of the three of them together.
Right.
So I don't think it's just the media. I think Jazz, who's on with you today, mm-hmm. and Dwayne have appeared a number of times with Omar. Should Fry and should the voters feel like this is the way to best determine who is the mayor if three of them, in theory, are telling you, rank us 1, 2, 3, as opposed to pick the one person who you want to be the mayor? Seems to me this is rife for just gaming the system.
The hard part about it is when you have a city that is a one-party city.
Yep.
If you just had a primary, well, not that many people are going to vote in a primary. So that isn't a great solution. What this does, in theory, is, look, all of us have been there in a regular election, in a pick one election,
mm-hmm.
where maybe your favorite candidate you also know is not going to win. And so you feel like, I'm not going to vote for my guy or gal.
Which I view as a mistake.
Because they don't have a shot.
I still think you should vote for the person. But I think a lot of people agree with you.
But more people do it like that. They're like, well, I want my vote to count more.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So in ranked choice, you can vote for your person, and then you could put I know it's between these two, so that'll be my number two or number three.
Right.
So I don't know. I find it... It does lead to this kind of gamesmanship. Every election has a certain amount of gamesmanship.
Yeah, I'm not saying there's a perfect system, but
I don't love this. But I don't know what a better way to do it is.
Status quo. I still think status quo is better.
Just pick a winner?
Yeah.
Primary? Or just
go straight
to a general? So if you pick a winner, do you have to have a majority then? Or like, so in a race like this where you have 12 or 15 candidates, the winner could have 24%.
No, because in a lot of our presidential elections, even with a
but
Jill
you get closer,
Stein
you're like
or a
40,
libertarian.
You're still like, the winner's going to have 44%, 46. In the city of Minneapolis, if you did the election as is, well, maybe there would be polling that would sort of push to the bottom.
Yeah.
But if you have four viable candidates, the winner may have 30%.
Is that a problem?
I think so.
You really think so?
Yeah. I think if you look at the final election, then you're left, as a voter, you're left with like, well, 7 out of 10 people didn't even want this.
Would it potentially allow us, not in this city, because you're right, it's the lefties and centrists and righties, you have no chance, which is wrong. I wish we had more options. But if in more elections we allowed 5, 6, 7 people, would we get a better selection of candidates? Would the middle have a better chance to be represented when now the parties are just co-opted by their extremes?
Maybe, like if you had a presidential election, if you did ranked choice presidential election instead of party primary, maybe you would have more moderate.
Yep.
I don't know. It's all confusing for those of us who are old and have done it one way for a long time. You know?
Your Linda's Construction Time Check is 257. Time to refresh your curb appeal with some siding. 50% off installation labor through October 31st. Update that curb appeal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.